Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking once again with Kathy A. Long, president and founder of Innovative Process Consulting. Kathy has helped organizations improve their business performance through improved processes for over 25 years. In this podcast, we're going to drill down on process governance. So first of all, Kathy, thanks so much for joining me once again.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
So to start out, how important is process governance to BPM, would you say?
Well, I think first what we need to do is define process governance, because I think there's some confusion around that. So if I might, it's a short definition. This is my own definition, sort of compiled from lots of other people's viewpoints. But I would say process governance is doing what's required to assure that the value produced by the organization for the intended stakeholder is the most efficient, effective, and flexible that it can be. So having said that, when we think about governance, we usually think about compliance, auditing, things like that. So what we need to talk about is probably what does an organization need to put process governance in place, and then talk about its relationship to BPM. So the first thing that an organization needs is they need a definition, what I call a definition of empowerment. And by that I mean who can make what decisions in an organization with regard to process. Next would be defining the roles and responsibilities necessary to assure compliance with the governance process. And third would be a framework or methodology that people need to follow in monitoring and governing a process. And lastly would be the creation of a BPM center of expertise to ensure the continuity and capabilities necessary. Now, having said all that, you can probably see that BPM without process governance is almost impossible. Again, talking about what BPM is, business process management, I'm not sure how an organization could manage without some sort of oversight or governance in place. Now, having also said that, it's an evolving thing within an organization because it's a change in culture for most organizations and a change in strategy. So it's not something simple for an organization to do.
So essentially the management and business process management. Then, so looking at an organization and the roles and responsibilities, what type of organization chart do you see that a governance program should use?
Well, it'll be an org chart that is somewhat similar to what we're used to seeing with someone in charge. The question most people will ask first is where should that be placed? Unfortunately, in a lot of organizations, they put it in the IT department because that's where a lot of the process work is happening. That's not a very good place for it because technology's agenda is technology, not necessarily process. The second place people will put it is in the finance organization reporting to the CFO. This is better because at least we have business goals and objectives people are trying to achieve, but not the best. So the best place to put process governance in an organization from an org chart perspective is on the same line with all of the other C's, if you will. So some people call it the chief process office or chief process officer. So it would be a peer of all of the other chief financial officer, chief technology officer, chief information officer. And that organization, the org chart for that, would start at the top with this chief person and then have people reporting to them. We call them either process owners. Some people might call them process stewards. Then something we call process managers. Process architects would be part of that organization, process analysts, and we might even have a separate category for business analysts. So it would have a sort of hierarchical structure. The difference would be that it would have to be sort of something that plays in the context of everything else. I mean, all of those people at that same level in an organization should work well together. But from a process perspective, this is going to be critical. since process is going to cross all of those other parts of the organization.
Gotcha. Now, you've sort of already brushed over this, but so what are some more of the key roles, would you say, in a governance program?
Well, I think the most important role is this person at the top, because as with anything, they're going to set the direction. So whatever you want to call that role, I refer to it as the chief process officer, they would have the overall responsibility for establishing the framework for process governance, the approval of the standards, policies, guidelines, metrics. They'd be responsible for coordinating the resources, setting the priorities for process improvement projects, and again, as I said, working in all of the areas of business to ensure the best coordination, and then coordinating process management with performance management and change management. So this has to be someone who has a very, I should say, this should be someone who is an executive type person who's used to being at the top of an organization and running a large piece of a business. But it really needs to be someone who has a big picture perspective. That's going to be one of the most important things. The process owners, these are going to be people responsible for making sure that processes get improved, either designed or redesigned, that the process performance is being measured. They oversee the overall execution of the process. These are the people that their jobs are on the line if the process doesn't work, and also make sure that change management is in place. Some other roles, this process manager kind of a role, comes from the need to have, in a lot of circumstances, organizations will have processes which occur in multiple locations, but it's essentially the same process. So the question becomes, how do we govern that? How do we oversee that? How do we ensure that it complies with whatever policies or procedures we put in place for process? And so these process managers' role is something that helps us with that. So they're someone who manages process at the individual levels of a process. So if I have an operation in Chicago and one in Los Angeles and one in London, but they're essentially the same process, then the process manager needs to oversee that to make sure that we have consistency at each of those locations. And then, of course, you know, the process owner would oversee the process managers. And then, you know, under that, we've got your other general roles that I mentioned, the architects and the analysts and so forth.
Gotcha. Excellent information. Now, what would you say are some of the biggest mistakes companies make with a process governing program?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think the biggest mistake organizations make is they don't do it. As with anything, governance is not something that organizations naturally move toward unless there's some impetus. I mean, Sarbanes-Oxley is a good example of that. I mean, we shouldn't even need Sarbanes-Oxley, but we have it because people weren't governing themselves. So the biggest mistake that organizations make is not recognizing the value of actually having process governance, so they just don't do it at all. The second biggest mistake is that they consider it part of their technology group and they put it in the IT organization. Some other problems that we've seen with process governance is not putting in place a really good, solid framework for governance, and then there's this lack of alignment with the strategy of the organization and the governance of process and technology in the organization, along with the performance of process and change management. So that lack of coordination that comes if we don't do this right. And then the third thing would be kind of aligned with not doing it is not doing it completely. So the last thing that people often don't do as part of process governance is they don't build these centers of excellence to support it. Now, a center of excellence doesn't do process governance. They just provide the capabilities for process governance to occur. So if we don't have those capabilities within an organization, then this is something that will be very short-lived. So it's not something people, first of all, because of the word governance, people have a tendency to stray away from it and just say, do we really have to do that? Do we have to put another layer on top of our processes? And yet, if we don't, we don't have any way of knowing how well they're performing, how well they're aligned to the business. Do they continue to function the way that we want them to once they have been improved? All of those things that need to be part of success are probably not going to be there without some sort of process governance.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, looking ahead and like some of the pressures being put on BPM from social as well, what do you see for the process governance for basically looking ahead the rest of the year and even beyond that?
Well, I think, you know, that's really important for us to look at because typically, again, with this sort of thing, it's crisis that motivates most organizations. Let's just be honest. And until crisis occurs, only the smart organizations do things like this. And the ones that aren't extremely smart and extremely, shall I say, long-reaching into the future, in other words, they only look 6 months into the future or they only look a quarter into the future. So the ones that look further into the future and realize where we are and where we may be going will understand how important, in conjunction with, we can do BPM all day long. We can do it. Most people are doing it at the project level. So if we look at levels of process maturity, they're never going to go beyond, you know, a level one or two on a level of a scale of five, being five the best, because they're just doing BPM and that's it. They're just doing projects, and they only have governance at the project level. So if they really want maturity in their processes, which the benefit of that, it gives them consistency and predictability and allows them to truly manage their processes, the only way to gain that is by putting process governance in place. So for a lot of organizations, the way that BPM has been defined, they will have to go beyond the way that we've defined BPM and go beyond that to mean not just managing business process as processes, but managing the process itself of doing business process management. And that's really, it's kind of confusing, but that's really what governance is about. It's making sure that BPM works.
Absolutely excellent info, Kathy. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Kathy A. Long of Innovative Process Consulting. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.